Dear brothers and sisters, masters have been coming from time to time to guide the child humanity back to their homes. We were sometime in the lap of God in our true home, ever since we are separated from there. We have forgotten our home altogether. So masters come to tell us that there is a God who has made all this creation, who is immanent in every form and controlling all creation. We are His children, we are of the same essence as that of God, we should love Him. As He is immanent in every form, He resides in every heart, we should love them too. If we love God, naturally when He resides in every heart, we should love everybody. So whenever they come, they bring the religion of love. All masters who came from time to time, they gave out the same thing in their own language, of course. Kabir says, love God who is the controller of all. Tenth Guru says, addressing to all communities of the world, hear ye all, I tell you the truth. God is love. We are of the same essence as that of God. Love is innate in our souls. And the way back to God is also through love. So they bring the religion of love. That is what the Bible also says. Love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the second commandment is, love thy neighbor as thyself. All Persian philosophers everywhere, you'll find the same truth. All scriptures which are with us, they have the sayings of those masters who came to the world and place before us all that we should love God, and as God has created all creation, man, animals, birds, reptiles, they are the lower members of the family of God. But we say that we have not seen Him, how can we love now? So, along with this, tell us that you got the man body. God made man with equal privilege from God. Born the same way, outer construction the same, two hands, two feet, two eyes, two ears, inner construction also the same. Man has got lungs, stomach, everyday morning, municipality takes out filth from the body. But you are not the body, you have the body. You are conscious entities as of the same essence as that of God. God is all consciousness, and you are conscious entities. You are living this man body. Body works so long as you are in the body. And wonderful it is, this man body which you are carrying has so many apertures of two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth, and two underneath. With all that, we cannot run away out of it. So we are controlled in the body by some power which is called God into expression power. That power controls all universe also. That is called by different saints, by different name. Nama it is called. Word it is called. Shabd it is called. So Kalma it is called. So God absolute cannot be seen, nobody has seen God at any time, the absolute God, but the God which when came into expression, he was one and wished to be many. That power which came into expression, that is called God into expression, power called by different saints, by different names. That is the power that controlling the whole universe, also controlling us in the body. So our body works so long as we are in the body, and we are in the body so long that power controls us in the body. When that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. Man's body is considered to be the highest in all creation. It is considered next to God. Mohammedan scriptures tell us when God made man's body and chose his life into it, he ordered the angels to bow down to the man body. Taittiriya Upanishad that also says the same thing, that the rishi, the souls of the rishis, after enjoying the higher place of different planes, when they returned, they selected the man body to enter. So man body is a golden opportunity in which we can know God and no other body. So that is why all scriptures tell so very highly about man body, and we are fortunate we have got the man body. This man body is given to us as a golden opportunity, but it is not to last long. It is not our home. As also the whole world in which we are here, that is not our own home. Man's body is made up of matter, and matter is changing every moment of life. The world around us also is made of matter and changing at the same speed at which our body is changing. But we are conscious entities, souls, under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are dragged like anything by the outer enjoyments. So we have identified with the outgoing faculties, body and outside world, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We are, as it were, under a grand delusion. The delusion comes up only because we have forgotten ourselves. It is we who live in the body, and so long we are in the body in which we can know God. But it is soul that has to know God. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, nor mind, nor intellect. With the intellect we try to understand what is what. So all masters who came in the past to tell us, man knows thyself. All Greek philosophers said the same thing in their own language, of course, Gnothi Theoton. Old Latins had the same to say in their own language, of course, Nasi Tipsum. Persian philosophers also say the same thing. The ultimate end of all knowledge is to know God. and to know yourself. If we have known so much all about other things and not known about our own self, then they give a very, then you are ignorant. So we have got the man body. Fortunately, in this man body alone we can know God. Those who solve the mystery of life, masters, they say, well, look, you are a man, you are a conscious entity, you are of the same essence as that of God, you are environed in the body, you are environed in the matter. This body, of course, is very golden opportunity which you got it, but you are identified with it so much so that you have forgotten also. To bring home this thing, we can understand from a fact, a boat is rowing down the stream and got 4, 5, 6 people rowing in the boat. The speed of the boat is the same as that of the river. And those who are identified with the boat also rowing down at the same speed that the boat is rowing. A man outside on the calls out, dear friends, you are rowing down the stream. Those who are in the boat, they look to the water around them and the boat, they say, well, we are standing, we are stationing, who says we are rowing? Why this delusion? Because we are identified with the boat which is rowing at the same speed as of the water. So when two things are changing at the same speed, they appear to be stationary. This is a grand delusion in which all of us, most learned and the unlearned both, are undergoing. To know ourselves, then we will have to know how to know ourselves. We do generally know at the level of feelings or drawing inferences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. I say, for instance, this is my spectacle, I put it down. This is my watch, I put it down. This is my handkerchief. I say, it is my body. It is my outgoing faculty. It is my intellect or mind. Can we put it off? So knowing oneself is a matter of pure self-analysis, rising above body consciousness. Then you know you are the one who was enlivening the whole body. Just a bulb in the room enlivens the whole room. Seems that your bulb of the soul is at the back of the eyes. From there you are living the whole man body. And you are controlled in the body, and man body alone you can know that controlling power called God into expression power. Both you and whom you have to meet, both reside in the man body. So man body is the true temple of God. Pity it is that the one who has to know him is tossing about outside. So there are 10 doors in the body, 9 are apparent, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, mouth, 2 underneath, and 10th is latent. That is at the back of the eyes, from where the soul is withdrawn and transcends into the beyond to the portal of death, what you call. So knowing oneself practically, you can have a defeat of some adept in this spiritual way. He will give you a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. 9 doors lead to the sense world, and the 10th door from the physical body into the beyond. That is why all masters said, look here, know thyself, But knowing oneself practically is a matter of pure self-analysis, as I submitted. Can we hide at the feet of somebody who does rise above body consciousness from day to day at his will and pleasure? So long we are in the body, it is something like that. A parable goes, a man was praying God, thanking him. People asked him, "Why are you thanking God?" He said, "Last night thief came here and took away my horse." Then they asked him, "What is their matter for thanking, because you lost the horse?" He says, "I am thanking God that I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would also been stolen away." It's a matter of smiling, of course. But he was very wise, he saved the rider and let the horse go. And what we have done? We had the horse, we are riding, and the rider is forgotten. So man know oneself is to mean to know by practical self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness. When he knows that, then he sees some power is controlling him in the body. So Master tells us there is a God. We can also see him, that God into expression power, of course, when we rise above body consciousness, when we rise into the tenth door, when we rise above the life of senses. A great atheist was at the deathbed. He had in his room a motto written, "God is nowhere." A child came up, he was reading G.O.D. God, I.S.S., N.O.W. now, H.E.R.E. here, God is now here. And the deathbed man, atheist, said, "Yes, child, I see, there's some power, all right." So we can know, Master do tell us, there is a God, as I told you. They bear testimony to it. And they say you can also have a contact with him when your inner eye opens. Or at the time of death, when you withdraw from all outside, leave the nine doors of the body and return to the back of the eyes, when your eyes are upturned, then you see that some higher power is controlling us. So he is the life of our own very life. They come to tell us there is a God whom we should love. We are his children, and at the same time we are all brothers and sisters in God. Our souls are of the same essence as that of God. As such, all brothers and sisters. So as man, I told you, we are all one with the same privilege from God, no high, no low. As soul, being of the same essence as that of God, we are his children. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And they tell us, love God. God resides in every heart. So whom we worship, he is also the same called by so many names. So unity already exists as man, as soul, whom we worship. The unity already exists, we have forgotten. Master come and they give us a demonstration of that there is a God. They ask me, have you seen God? They say, yes. Guru Nanak was asked, is there a God? He said, yes, he's apparent everywhere. Christ said, behold the Lord. Similar, Kabir said, my all delusion is God when I rose above body consciousness and had a glimpse of God into expression power. they bear testimony that we have seen God where? In this very man body. Why do we not see? Because he says mind stands between you and God. Our soul is under the control of mind. Mind is in the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are engaged or absorbed into the enjoyments outside. Enjoyments outside drag like anything all outgoing faculties. So we are under a grand delusion. Now to know God, unless we know ourselves by rising up our body consciousness, or a return to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. So Master tell us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. This is a matter of pure self-analysis. Knowing oneself by rising above body consciousness, and when we know ourselves, we see that controlling power is overhead. We are mere puppets in his hands. So masters come to remind. Scientists do tell us this body and the outer world is changing as a result of matter, etc. There is no other power which controls it. Ultimately they came to the decision, this is all well planned. There is some power which is controlling it, and that is a conscious power. Everything goes at stated hours, sunrise at stated hours. All systems, seasons come and go according to the system. So this is the first thing that the masters tell us, that there is a God. Those we can see, they say we can see, only the point is if we rise above body consciousness. And now we are identified with it, so much that we have forgotten also. So masters, what do they say? They say, please, this man body is a place where you can manifest God. All other masters also say, it is a place where God lives. Al-Quran of the Muhammadan literature tells us that God says, I am the hidden treasure within you, why don't you have it? Guru Nanak also says the treasure of divinity is within you. You can dig it up, delve into it and dig it up if you but listen to the word of a master. Those who see, they can also give it the demonstrations, others to see. How? By rising above body consciousness. What do they tell us? Oh soul, this body and this world is not your home. Your conscious entity, your true home is the true home of your father, who is all conscious. God does send masters from time to time to bring us back home. This world is, all are unhappy, you see. So they say, well, look here, look to yourself, you are a conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of consciousness. This man body is a golden opportunity which has been afforded to you to know yourself and know the over God, over self, which is controlling you in the body. So your true home is not physical body, your consciousness, your true home is the true home of the Father, which is of all consciousness. Now, if this is the mystery that has to be solved while in the man body, so all masters tell us we should rise above it. So there are different ways of telling. Amongst the Hindus, they say you must be twice born. One birth in this body and the second birth into the beyond. In the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born and were given Gayatri Mantra. Nowadays also that custom prevails amongst Hindus. Children are made twice born and they are given the same Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra, what does it say? Rise above body consciousness. Just accept the rays of the sun coming to you and be one with the sun within you. O God, direct our souls to you. This is the Gayatri Mantra. So in the old days, 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children were made twice born and given this mantra. All the same, at the same time, they were given demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness and see the light of God. God, when He wanted absolute one to be many, when He came into being, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light and God is nada, music of the spheres. God is Noor, Muhammad says, God is Noor in Kalam-e-Kadeem. Similar all other masters say, as Jyoti Maharaj and Shruti Maharaj. So first thing, you can know yourself only when you rise above body consciousness. You will see that your enlightening this body. Take the example of a factory run by powerhouse. The staffs of the powerhouse are connected with the different departments of the factory. Whichever department we want to close, you take off the staff, that particular staff from that department. If you want to close the whole family, then the main step is taken off. So factory of the man body is run by us. You see? Now there are departments working in the man factory. There are department of the sight, seeing. There are department of the hearing. There are department of the outgoing faculty called taste. So there is a department of the nose, smell, and other contact, attachment. So five departments are working under the control of the man body, in the man body run by us. You know the outer expression of soul, what it is called attention. And you must have experienced such like things in your life when you're sitting absorbed in some thought, somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not hear. He comes up to you and tells us, look here, I have called you so many times, why don't you hear? He says, my thought was absorbed. My attention was not with the ears. I think you must have experienced like that many times. Sometimes you are absorbed in thought, you take your food, you don't think, is it sweet or what? When you want to have an injection, what do? You just, you divert your attention at one place, all right, now inject. Pain is felt but less. So, this outgoing faculties get strength from us. But the whole thing is topsy-turvy now. Mind, intellect, outgoing faculties take strength from us and able to enjoy outside. But the fact remains that outer enjoyments drag our outgoing faculty like anything, and outgoing faculty are dragging the mind. Mind is dragging the soul. The whole thing is topsy-turvy. Master, come. they teach us how to control the 5 outgoing faculties. They give you a boost, a demonstration of self-analysis, how to rise above the outgoing faculties to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. I told you just now that Saint Plutarch tells us that those who are initiated into the seat of the beyond, they have the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. So these outgoing faculties, enjoyments, are had by the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties anywhere up till here. Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, everything. The seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. They say, well, direct your attention to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. When you rise above there, there you see the expression of God, indication of God, some glimpse of God. And that glimpse is light of God and nada adi, music of the spheres. That has got more bliss. When you get that bliss, naturally all these 5 Descartes, you might say, of sight, hearing, taste, smell, they assail you, attack you through the outgoing faculties. Lust attacks you through the eyes. Anger attacks you from the ear. When you're angry, the more you hear, the more you are become more angry. So attachment is kind of like embracing. So these are the outgoings. You learn daily to rise above body consciousness. All these don't attack you. And moreover, they tell us why mind is attached to outside enjoyments. It's found of bliss, jaya, taste. So in the outside things, these things are can be, I mean, put under 2 heads. 1, good scenery, beauty, and sweet music. God has provided the same thing in much higher degree in the God into expression. God is light. All glory and beauty lies within you. God is music of the spheres. It is nada. It is a khandkirtan, called by saints sometimes. When you have a bliss of that, that 100,000 times more than the outward enjoyments. So mind won't leave outward enjoyments unless it gets more, thousands of times more higher bliss than this. Take the example of two glasses. One glass you put in, say, some sugar in it, one small spoon. In another glass you put in 8 or 10 spoons of sugar. The first glass, which contains 1 small spoon of sugar, that gives you some taste. But once you taste from the other glass, which contains 10 times more or 20 times more sugar, then the first taste is gone. Similarly, mind does not leave out all enjoyments unless it gets more bliss within. And that bliss is called by different saints by different names. But to have that, this is the first thing to be taken, as I told you, to learn to die so that you may begin. You must be twice born. You know, Christ gave out, except you be born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus was a very learned man. There he came up to Christ, we are old men, how can you re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And Christ told him, you are a learned man, all people do respect you. Don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then he says, you must be reborn.
to be reborn, or twice born, or learn to die so that you may begin. This is the first step. When you rise, have that thing, then you have a glimpse of God within you. And that is called the water of life, the bread of life. Mohammedan saints call it Ab-e Hayat, the water of life. Guru Nanak gives his own name, meaning the same thing. So Christ once told, you see, one Samaritan lady was going by with a pitcher full of water over her head and asked him to give water because he was thirsty. And because of familiarity complex, Samaritan lady concerned, she belonged to a high family, why does he want water? She did not give. And Christ said, look at the head, she given water that have only satisfied the thirst once, again there would have been thirst. Had she come to me, I would have given her water, such water of life, by having which thirst forever of all kinds would have been satisfied. So this thirst, this water of life, Arabi Hayat, called by different names, bread of life, is within you all. You have a taste only when you rise above body consciousness. Maulana Rum tells us, this world all is a prison house, and we are prisoners in the man body too, in the world too. This is not a place where we, this is not our home. Now how to be save all these outward things, you see? He said, then this is one way out, then make a hole in the roof of the prison and go up. This is a way of expressing it, one's own way. Unless you rise above the consciousness, the back of the eyes, which is the seat of the soul in the body, when the eyes are upturned, or you are twice born into the beyond, or you make a hole in the roof and go up, there's a different way of expression, telling the same thing. So Master tells us it is man body alone in which you can have all this, what you say, blessing. You can know God. You can first know yourself by rising above body consciousness. Then you rise above it, you see, power is working. So learn to die. The man is afraid of dying death. Dying. Why? For two reasons. One, he does not know how to rise above body consciousness. What is death? It is leaving the body. You have to withdraw from the body. When dead body is lying before us, it is intact, the same as we have now, carrying on the body. But the indweller is gone. And the power that controlled in the body, that is withdrawn. And this man-body, when it is left, who cares for it? He puts it in the ground or cremates, that's all. The whole respect of the body is on account of us. So, for ourselves only, body is respected. So this is what Master tells us, you see. You've got the golden opportunity in which you can rise above body consciousness and can know yourself and also the over-self that is controlling you in the body. So this practical experience is had when you sit at the feet of somebody who may be called by any name you like, who is adept in this science, practical science. What are scriptures? Scriptures, those who transcended the physical body, traversed into the beyond, whatever they had experienced there, they put it in writing for our guidance. So there are many masters who came and went to the beyond and they put down their experience in the scriptures, and we are fortunate in the 20th century we have got scriptures of many masters. Had you come before them, we might have only one or two masters, and they are parallel. Inner way is the same for all. Social bodies are different, of course. Man is social, he must have some social body to live in. If you break one, another will have to be formed. There are nowadays more than 700 social bodies working in the world. The social bodies are religion, so-called religion, what we now say, they came into being when? When Master came, they gave out the truth to all what they had seen and gave demonstration of that to others who came up to them. When they left the scene, what did they do? To keep their teachings alive, these schools came into being, the labor love which we are carrying now. Master come at a time when there are differences, narrow-mindedness, bigotry on account of ignorance of the unity already exists. They come at such a time. Guru Nanak came at such a time when there are two social bodies, or the social religions, you might say, were existing. Hindus and the Mohammedans. Kabir gave out, "I am neither a Hindu nor a Mohammedan. I take both alike. They are the same." It are the labels we are carrying on the body. In spite of any labels we are carrying on the body, we are all the same man. And man is further than soul body, conscious entity, doves of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And we worship God by so many names, the same power that controls us. So this unity exists. Master come up to have this realized, this unity realized. Guru Nanak gave out at the time, "I am neither a Mohammedan nor a Hindu." Allah and God is the same whom we worship. Then the people asked him, "Who you are?" He said, "Well, the label I am carrying, that I am a Hindu. But I am not such a Hindu as you think. And you are only considering the outer label which you call Mohammedanism. You are Muslim. Such like Muslim I am not." Then they told him, "Who you are?" Then he explained, "The body is made up of five elements. This body I am wearing is made of five elements. I am the conscious entity that is working through it, that living me. That I am." So this bigotry and that thing reduced by coming, wide awake. So you will find the outward man body is the true temple of God in which we live. Nowadays you find more than 700 social bodies are there. The Master come, "Don't touch the social bodies." They say they have taken the first step, is all right. If you break one social body, you will have to form another. So first step is all right. But the purpose for which we have joined these social bodies, that we have to think of. And that is to know God, and to know God we must know ourselves, because it is soul alone that can know God. It cannot be known by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. So they come, they gave out one thing, very special thing. Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. They say, be true to your own soul, true life living. And that is given out by all masters. Those who have got, who are attached outside through the physical body, we have become ignorant. This ignorance starts from where? From the body. We are having the body, wearing the body, not the body. But we are identified with it so much so that you have forgotten ourselves. And we are attached to the world. Because soul is of the same essence as that of God, God is all love, and love is innate in our souls. Its attribute is usually to just be attached to somebody. Soul had to be attached to God, all consciousness within him, but he is attached to the outside world. That is named as attachment. So all this ignorance starts from where? Or this delusion starts from where? From the man body. We are having the man body, we are not the man body. So the only way to come out of ignorance is to rise above body consciousness, or breaking the roof of the prison house, as Maulana Rumi puts it, are to be born in you, are to be twice born. You know, these are thoughts parallel everywhere. But this you can learn from where? How to rise above body consciousness? How to come in contact? Now I have given you explanation that seat of the soul is at back of the eyes. Controlled by mind, mind is controlled by outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outward enjoyment. We are identified with them. How to come out of this delusion? Christ said, you must be reborn. One birth is in the body, the other into the beyond, the demonstration of which can be had at the feet of somebody who died daily. St. Paul said, I died daily. Take cross daily. What is cross? So same teaching, basic teaching are the same in all scriptures which are with us today. But on account of our want of practical people, we have forgotten. Now outward temples were made dome-shaped after the model of man body and put in the symbols of light and sound within. Churches were made nose-shaped, and there also you'll find two symbols of light and sound. Masks are according to the forehead shaped, there also you got the symbol of light. So a true Christian is one who sees the light of God. True Hindu is one who sees, lights the candles and brings the bell when worshipping God, having those symbols outside. And a Sikh is one who sees the effulgent light in the man body. The ultimate goal of all idealism is the same in all religions. Our scriptures have the same inner way for all, inner way, not the only one for all. The master come up, this is something practical. Just see, you want to become a doctor. For that, FSC or BSc degree is necessary. Whoever has it, he can join the medical college. There he sits at the feet of those who are know how this system of the man body works, how it is retarded, how the disease arises, how those can be set right. They give you books that are written by the old doctors, but those who met the old doctors, they give them demonstration of surgery. Now you read the same book, but those doctors are not there. Now we need somebody now who can give us a demonstration of surgery. This is what is needed. This wisdom, the old wisdom, not new. We have been forgetting, and the masters have been coming to revive these things. So this needs somebody. If you can rise above yourself, well and good. Try and see. If not, with one word of the, such an adept one, 10 seats or 20 seats or 100 people sit, they will give little boost, attention, and you will be down from outside, rise above body consciousness, and the inner eye or the third eye is open, which is called single eye. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You will be twice born. You will be born anew. So this is the highest thing that gold is before us in the man body, which is golden opportunity given to us. We have got different levels. That school is better, in which many students come out successful. So we have to see, we have been so long in this man body. We are sitting here 40, 50, 60 years old, even more than that. We have borne the labels of different schools of thought for years. We should now see how we stand. Do we see God? Can He be seen? Master says yes, they have seen. Guru Nanak asked, you say God is apparent everywhere, with what eyes you see? And he said, those eyes are different with which He can be seen. In the Christian, scripture, they say, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Amongst the Hindus, it has got third eye as Shiv Netra, latent eye, which opens only when your attention is withdrawn from outside, rises above body consciousness, reaches the tenth door to pass into the beyond, then that eye opens. Now you know how to rise, to open the eye. If you cannot yourself, why can't you yourself? That's the point. The point is that our souls are identified with the man body, outgoing faculties. All these outward practices we do for perform, they either relate to the outgoing faculties, body, or as a matter of intellect, dying influences. We are already identified with them and perform those practices which relate to them. How can we rise above them? So there is one exotic side and the other is the esoteric side. Exotic side is different from one another. They are due to the climatic influences or the customs prevailing in those social bodies. And the inner way, knowing oneself and knowing God, rising about body consciousness, to be reborn, to be twice born, then to die so that you may begin, it is the same for all. For that we need somebody who has done it. Now those very systems were found with very good motives. The same formation that resulted in stagnation for want of practical people, and stagnation has resulted in deterioration. Master again come up and tell you, dear friend, you are going amiss. They revive this truth which we have forgotten. I went to America here too. The outer bodies were made out of temples, churches, all holy places were holy. Places of worship were made out of the man body and put in the symbols of light and sound. They were made only to let people know that such like light and such like sound principle is reverberating within you. There were models shown for practical people who sat at the feet of the practical people. For them, man body is the true temple of God. With the grace of God, they rise above body consciousness and see the light of God is shining within us. Those who are eyes are not opened as yet, they consider the outer models, which are made only for their guidance, to be the end-all and the be-all and the end-all. Pity it is we who are to find God also working in the same body. And that controlling power, which is called God into expression power, the outer expressions of which is light and sound, that also exists in your man body. Both live in the same body and we cannot talk to Him for the reason that we who are identified outside, we are given up to the life of senses. We have to rise above it, withdraw from outside and know ourselves and then know God. So such like, when we just read such sweet stories of those who transcended above body consciousness, known God, and inner eye open to see God working in all creation, then also we are induced, we should also see. Those who got very strong yearning for that, God resides within us, in each body. He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He is manifest. That manifest is God in Him, withdraws His attention from outside, takes it to the tenth door in the body and opens the inner eye to see the God into expression power, the light and sound principle of God. Who can unite us to God? Only God alone can unite us. He has got no equal, no father, no mother. So, this is the mystery of life that we have solved in this man body, which we have got the golden opportunity now. How far we have succeeded so far? If we have succeeded, well and good. We achieve the object of life. If we are not yet succeeded, then we should hurry up, do something. Outward scriptures only tell us what is what happening. Master's parallel thoughts are there. Now if we want to see, then we should unravel this man body. Those who come to the Master, they tell them to read the big Veda of the man body, the true Bible of the man body. Because all experiences of the Masters who tapped inside and traversed into the beyond, their statements are recorded in scriptures. If we want to see, we read the scriptures. We are induced, we should all see. But if we learn how to tap inside, rise above body consciousness and traverse into the beyond, we will see those very facts which are given in the books. Scriptures we see for your own. So all scriptures came from where? From the man body. Those who transcend into the beyond traverse inside. And they bear testimony to it. And those who come to them, they also, when they get the experience, they say the same thing. That is why it is given out that don't believe in the words of a master unless you see for your own self. God is light, that's right. If just opens our inner eye, gives us some experience of light within more or less, you can say there is light, there is God. Those who have not seen it, so all what we do, Guru Amar Das was the third guru of the sixth. He was in search of God for 70 long years, visited all places of worship and met all men of the different scriptures who were following different scriptures and practices. When he came to the feet of the second guru and got this demonstration from within, he gave out one thing. What? Those who praise God without seeing Him are blind. That is blind's work they are doing. You read in scriptures, God is light. If you see light, then say God is light, then it's all right. Otherwise, it is only blind's work. Kabir gave. He said, well, look here, I see all around, all are blind men. Very sweeping remark, of course. But in terminology of the saints, a blind man is one who? Not that who has got no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye is not open. He says, had there been one or two, I would have talked to them. Wherever I see, all are blind. So Master says, see and then say, God is light. When you don't see, you see, how can you have full love for Him? Excuse me. We have love for the world, why? Because we see them. We enjoy their company. And if we say God, God is love, we should love God, how can you love unless we see Him? And this seeing experience, or capital you might say, is given by a saint. The open to your third eye or the single eye to see the light of God, hear the voice of God. When you enjoy yourself, then naturally love overflows. So that is the complaint of the people. Well, dear friend, Master, you say you love God. All masters say that. But how can you love God unless you see Him or enjoy His company? And for that reason they say, go to your Master whose eyes is open. He will give you a demonstration of how the inner eye is open and see the first experience of God. Then naturally love will also. These are the... I have not touched very long, only given the digest of the teachings of the scriptures at our command. So they don't come to destroy but to fulfill. They don't touch your social body. Remain where you are. That's the first step you have taken. You have to take issue. Because you are a social being. There are differences in their way of living according to the different climatic influences or different customs prevailing. For instance, if you go to a Sikh temple to sit with covered head is a sign of respect. If you sit bare-headed, then they take it as a disrespect according to the custom. If you go to the churches, you sit with bare-headed is a sign of respect. So these two differences are due to the customs prevailing there. In Makkah, Medina, you see in Arab, there's dirts of water. They say, all right, you got enough of water, then only have to wash your hands, feet and face. Wudu, it is called. And they lay down a provision over there. If there's no water at all, then besmear yourself with the earth. That's called tayammum. The purpose is sit wide awake when you sit for prayer. Where the water is in abundance, they say, unless you take a bath, your worship is not accepted, you see. This is the exotic side. Masters can say, all right, be true Hindu when you see light within you. Be a true Christian if you see light within you. Be a true Sikh if you see light within you. So these symbols you find in all outward churches. Now the pity it is, may I go further, though they have forgotten for want of practical people, the body is the temple of God. With the grace of a master, you can see, you will open the inner eye, you will see the body, the true temple of God. Others who have not like that, this outer models which are made to, as model to show that such like your man body has such like symbols within light and sound. Those who are eyes are not opened, they say outer churches or temples or places are the be-all and the end-all. God forbid if any minaret of any temple or any holy place is broken or demolished, they are ready to demolish true temples of God, hundreds on that, you see. So man body is the highest in all creation. It is worshipped by angels. We are fortunate, we have got the man body, the golden opportunity afforded to us by God to know Him and to know ourselves first. And that we can do only in man body so long as we have got the man body. So make the best use of it. This is all the Master says.